Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. I'm your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney. Amen.
Co-pastor, Apostle Americus Cheney. Blessings.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Apostle. We have, praise God.
I'm Apostle Reed of Body Rush and Wind Ministry Center.
Praise God. Amen. We have Prophet.
Prophet Walter Evans, Soul Harvest Ministries.
Amen.
Apostle LaTanya Turner, Pure in Heart Ministries.
Pastor Deborah Freeman, Pure in Heart Ministries.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We're just glad to be among you today. Amen. And, you know, God is just so awesome. Praise God. I have a topic that the Holy Spirit dealt with me on. Praise God. We have an awesome panel today that's going to be a blessing to you today. Amen. We're talking about jealousy among God's people. I mean, that may sound like a deep subject here, but it's just so real and so sad. Sometimes it rampant in the ministry. Praise God. Praise God. And I think a lot of times when things are exposed or we know how to, the Holy Spirit deal with us. Amen. We'll know how to deal with it. And praise God. And God brings some deliverance. Amen. Because we all sometimes have something we struggle with. Praise God. And I noticed one of them is jealousy. Amen. And I'm more sure that we don't want anything to hinder our ministry or our walk with God. Amen. I'm coming from 1 Corinthians 15:4. 4 says, love is patience. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. And it is not love when you envy and you boast. Amen. And in James 3rd chapter 14 through the 15 say, but if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambitions in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And we praise God. We want to deal with that today. And we have an awesome panel that is going to help you today. Amen. I'm going to, praise God, ask them some questions and it'll be a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm going to start out, praise the Lord, with Apostle. Praise the Lord. Amen. Apostle Cheney. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to ask them, first of all, Apostle, what causes feelings of jealousy among God's people?
Literally because they don't know who they are and they don't understand the promises that God made to them individually. Because when you know what God has said to you and gave you, then you would not be jealous of anybody else. But if you realize that God is not a respecter of persons.
Come on now.
And so he's not going to bless another and then doesn't bless you. What moves God is faith.
Yes,
and so
yes,
that's
yes.
The common denominator in the move of God. And so I would literally say it's because of the fact that people don't know who they are and the promises of God available to them.
That is awesome. Amen. Amen. Awesome, Apostle. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Freeman. Amen. Did you want to, praise God, tell us what caused the feeling of jealousy? Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Envy is one of the things that can cause the spirit of jealousy, which they go together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give you this scripture here. And it says, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
Yes.
And so we've got to know that when our heart is at peace, our own personal hearts have to be at peace in order for us not to be, you know, have jealousy or envy towards anybody. Anybody. I don't care if it's in the body of Christ, outside the body
come
of
on,
Christ.
Come on now.
Yes. As long as our heart is at peace with God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Go ahead. I'm a prophet. Praise the Lord. I see him shaking in his boots. Go ahead.
Amen. Now the scripture says that perfect love casts down all fear.
Yes.
So jealousy is an insecurity that you're going to have a loss.
Mm.
You're looking at someone else as though they had something they gained on you. So I agree with Prophetess Deborah. Jealousy and envy they're cousins. They work together.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to envy someone that they have something that you don't have, and then you begin to have spite, mm-hmm. jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And like they got something you didn't get, so you had a loss. Like I lost that position. Mm. I lost that money.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what happens. Also, I want to add, along with envy and jealousy,
mm-hmm.
comes greed.
Yes,
where
yes.
you begin to try to get what you thought you didn't have.
And Paul talks about it. He says, "Is it not among you? Are you not yet carnal? Because all these things among you." And so, and they had it in the church. The Bible says, "Earn is the best gifts." Mm. Then Paul goes back and he talks to the church. He said, "There's a division among you." He said, all try to prophesy, all try to have to speak in tongues. He said, let everything to be done in decent and order. If you have a word of prophecy, let him prophesy that prophesy.
Yes.
And so what happens is that all of us, we try to outdo one another instead of trying to operate in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And that's what brings division, because anything that is divided, it is the evil one. He is the author of confusion, not the Most High God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle Reed. Amen.
I would say James 3:16
yes.
says, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, amen. There will be disorder
mm-hmm.
in every foul, vile practice.
Amen.
So I believe jealousy is selfish
mm-hmm.
ambition.
Glory. That is awesome.
Trying to raise yourself when God has not called you or raised amen. You.
Come on now.
Selfish ambition.
Yes. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to ask, well, how do you get over jealousy issues with the people of God? Praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle Turner.
I would like to say that it's another, because it involves your emotions, it's another area that we need to be healed and delivered in. Amen. We have to present ourselves for deliverance once we recognize that we have that large, complex emotion going on within us.
Yes.
Called jealousy and envy, and the
yes.
difference between the two is envy can be doesn't even have to be between other than the one person. Jealousy can just be have a range of people, or mm-hmm. or even if it's something pertaining to work or something someone has. But envy, you can just envy a person, yeah. so it's not doesn't have to be with persons in particular or concerning anyone in particular, just something that someone may have, even.
Yes.
So it's yes. a deep emotion, and we have to have healing from it. And the thing to understand about it psychologically,
mm-hmm.
That's a large part of our being and who we are. The seed of the emotions are very vast. And because of that, we can find ourselves having spirits of jealousy and envy just because of our environmental upbringing.
Yeah.
When you've never had anything, or you know you've always looked, even as a child, at others as having more than you had. And you know, there's one little story in short.
Mm-hmm.
A child, if you treat them with love and with kindness and respect them,
yes.
build them up,
yes.
they won't know they're poor until someone tells them.
Come on now. Yes.
They can behave just as if they are the richest child in the world, because true richness, true riches come from who we are
mm-hmm.
and not the things we have.
Yeah.
So you can build up a person at a very, very young age, a child at a very, very young age, and allow them to think that they are just everything.
Come on now, yeah.
And until someone points out that they have less than them,
yes,
will they begin to develop feelings of jealousy or envy.
Yeah.
Amen.
That is so good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle, did you want to add to that? Go ahead, Apostle. Go ahead, Apostle.
What was the other thing that you had?
The issues. Amen. How do you get over jealous issues within the people of God?
Your relationship, you know, you have to have that. But when you have a relationship with God,
come on now, that's good.
He's the only one you ought to please. If you're
amen.
Pleasing him,
yes.
then you're not going to think about everybody else. Matter of fact, the
good.
Bible tells us, let us think upon another man's environment or his welfare or well-being other than your own.
Yes.
And so when we take that position that it's not just about us. Mm-hmm. We can overcome those things. Lord, let me, because the Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the greatest commandments. So when we take upon the position as loving our neighbor, you're not going to be jealous of your own self. Am I right about it?
That's right. Like I said,
you're not going to get in the mirror and say, you bad, and I'm jealous of you. You're not going to think that way.
Amen.
And see, so, you know, so the same thing. So when you love your neighbor, you're going to look at your neighbor as yourself. So there ought not to be jealousy, and that's how you can overcome it.
Amen. That is so good. Amen. Pastor Reed, did you want to add to that? Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
I think that we just, as men and women of God, we got to concentrate on what God has for us.
Come on now. I
and
love
not
that. Yes.
Worry about what the other one is doing. And piggybacking on Apostle, we should be lifting up one another and not trying to tear down one another.
Yes, that's what I'm talking
about.
It's
all the same spirit.
Very good.
We serve the same God.
Come on.
Amen.
So why am I trying to pull you down to raise me up?
Amen.
That is good.
If I can't lift you, then I don't need to be with you.
Come on.
Amen.
Come
Amen.
On. You can't celebrate. Yes. It should be celebration. Amen.
Amen.
Among the people of God. Amen. Now, honestly, just piggyback on what Apostle says. Honestly, jealousy and envy are rooted in how you feel. First of all, it's rooted in how you feel towards God.
Yes.
Amen.
Good.
And if you have little to do with people, if you have little to do with people around us, I'll tell you, it's because you don't trust when God say he's going to do what he say he's going to do for you.
Hallelujah.
And when you don't celebrate people, don't expect to attain because you're hindering yourself. Have you ever noticed when you celebrate people and you happy for people, God do the same thing for you?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. He has no respect for persons. He'll do the same for you. Praise God. Amen. And I also believe it's because they don't believe and they don't trust that God cares about them. So that's why they act that way. Instead of, just like y'all was saying earlier, instead of believing what God's going to do for them. Amen.
Amen.
And what people do, sometimes they're unhappy. They're afraid. Amen. No matter what the issue is, you should love God. Trust God. Believe in God. Amen. Know that God's going to do it for you.
Amen.
And then you can overcome the feelings of jealousy and envy. Amen. And focus on what God has for you. Amen. And realize that God cares for you.
Amen.
I think it depends on, because people don't, they just, their relationship with him. And like you were saying, like everyone was saying earlier, it's your relationship with him. Praise the Lord. Amen. If we have that true relationship with him, we don't have time to envy people. We're going to celebrate them. Amen. We're going to push them. We're going to promote them. Amen. We're going to put them before ourselves.
Yes, it says rejoice with them that rejoice.
You better speak it. Amen. Mm-hmm. We're going to do that. And then, amen. And we're going to be obedient to God, whatever God tell us to do when it's concerning them.
Hallelujah.
Have ever God told you to do something for somebody, you'd be like, well, Lord, I want that too.
Yes.
He said, no, you do it for them. I had a situation like that happen. It, maybe about a couple of years ago, praise the Lord, when we came back to Jacksonville, we didn't move back in the Oak Leaf at the time. We was living in Jacksonville and then went to Orange Park. But anyway, I wanted to go back to where I was living. So a friend of mine I worked with, she said, I want him to live in Oak Leaf. So the Holy Spirit told me to go look on the computer and help her find a place to stay. I'm like, God, I want to move there too. I found her something with a very good deal. Wasn't hardly paying anything for like a 2 or 3 bedroom. I'll be a 2 or 3 bedroom. I shared it with my husband. I said, but God told me to do it for her,
yes,
even though I desired it for me.
Yes.
And she was so excited, and it happened for her. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes God will test us like that.
Amen.
Should I have gotten jealous because I helped her, but that's what she got, that good deal that I wanted?
Okay.
No, I was obedient.
Right.
And it's, you know, God will test us.
Yes,
he will put others before you. That may be something you want, but God say, no, tell them about it so they can get it. It may be a certain car, it may be a certain house, anything. Praise the Lord. Amen. It may be something you have that you love, and God say, give it away. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got to have that love and not get envy and jealous and say, okay, God, I'm going to be obedient to your will and to your way.
Amen.
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 And that's God go to blessing. Overflowing your blessings, amen, when you're obedient to him. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Pastor,
God. Amen.
I just just want to add, when you said,
go ahead,
earlier you said we should be able to celebrate each other.
Yes.
If I can just piggyback off of that.
Yes, go ahead, yes.
Celebrate each other without hidden agenda.
I love that. I love that right there. Amen. Amen.
See, I'm coming to your pastor anniversary because I expect you to come to mine.
That's it.
Why can't I just come because I love you?
Yeah, you said a mouthful.
Just because I want to hang out with you.
Come on now. I love that.
Without no, nothing coming back.
I love that. Pure love. I love that.
You know, just pure love.
Just pure love.
I just want to come hang out with you. But if you don't do it for me, I'm not going to do it for you.
That ain't love.
Tit for tat.
Tit for tat.
Yes.
Hidden agenda.
That is so awesome what you say, because it happens so much among the people of God. And that needs to be exposed, and it needs to stop.
Exposed, awesome.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen. So we can go forward. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What you said was a mouthful, because it sure happens. Amen. You don't come to mine, it ain't come to yours. Yeah. And now you know I gave you this for yours. Uh-huh. Now I'm expecting that or more. Now suppose they don't have that to give.
That's right.
Absolutely. Everybody don't. Amen. Come we on. All have some time where our ship hadn't came in yet. Amen, but we still rich in him.
In between blessings.
Come on, I love that in between blessings.
All right.
So that is so good. Amen, what you said, that is just so real. And that really needs to stop. Amen.
Jealousy and envy is cooler than the grave. We have to, according to the word of God. And so we have to begin to celebrate those pastors that are listening out there. We need to begin to celebrate and come together as one.
Right.
There's only one body. Mm. There's only one spirit. There's only one God. And one Lord over us all.
Amen. That is so awesome. It, you know, go ahead, prophet.
I was thinking about just what Apostle just talked about, coming together. You know, we're a body, fitly joined together.
Yes.
And if we all come together, we can get everything done that needs to be done.
Amen.
Because it's not about your ministry, my ministry, but it's about the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And that's where our focus should be right now, about the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And so we've got to get over, you know, your church little, my church big, your da-da-da-da.
Oh,
you know,
glory.
We've got to get over that and see what God is saying. We are a body that should be fitly joined together.
Yes.
You heard in one part, I heard in that part. Because we are a body.
We are
just like
body.
Apostle was saying earlier,
that's
if
awesome.
I stump my toe, guess what? My whole body feels the effect of.
Come on.
So that's the way that we've got to do. We should feel the same effect.
Oh, that is so awesome. Amen. Praise God. Y'all know back in the Corinthian church, you know they had that problem of being jealous. Amen. It was about the spiritual gifts. Amen. And God don't want us to, well, you, I prophesy more than you, or look how God used me. No, we are one. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And this example of Joseph and his brothers, how they were so jealous of him, and you know what happened. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this should be an example. Even King Saul with David.
Yes.
That should be an example for us on how we should conduct ourselves.
And I want to integrate with that, because that's real powerful.
I love it.
Saul did not have the, God stripped him of his anointing and his kingship.
Yes.
So David was of another spirit.
Yes. Mm.
And we don't, supposed to have another spirit, those are a part of the body.
Yes.
Shall the foot say to this, or the arm say to that? Just like Prophetess Deborah said, we quoted earlier. And so we're jointly fit together, the body of Christ. So we have the Spirit of God. Some of those that, and we do it within the body, the confound of the ecclesia, we do it. We say, well, this pastor, he flow in this type of anointing, or that person may prophesy this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible tells us the earners, like I said, take hold of the best gifts
and
to operate in it. But it's the same God that is working.
Yes,
it's not you that's working.
It's
the Spirit of God. If he were to take his spirit and draw back, take his spirit, then you will cease to exist. So it has nothing to do. The problem is that we think that it has everything to do with us, Brother Roger. It has everything to do with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of prophecy is Jesus Christ.
Come on.
And so it's the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, that gives these gifts to profit the kingdom.
Yes.
Remember Jesus said, shall I not have taken, I gave you a talent, I gave you five, I gave you ten. Those had ten, they came back, they was able to reproduce ten other. He said, well done. But to that one, they went and hid it. Why? Because they don't know Jesus. And I want to bring that in the coalition, is that there's a lot of people, they're not out there for Jesus. Because if we are, then we'll come into the unity, not trying to separate the body. And that, therefore, the Bible tells us that how Paul confronted Peter for that very same thing.
Yes. Amen. That is so awesome. Amen. 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 Is jealousy, praise God, is jealousy a sign of love or insecurity? Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, prophet.
Jealousy is a sign of insecurity.
Amen.
It is a
Amen.
Fear of not having.
Yes, 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 yes.
But
yes.
perfect love casts out all fear.
Yes. Man, that's awesome. That's Amen. Awesome. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Apostle, you want to expound on that? Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. I also want to just add that it's a part of the lust of the flesh.
Mm.
The Bible says the flesh lusts to envy.
Mm.
Amen. We got to understand that when that the flesh stops in that carnal part of us, who we are, we have to begin to ask God to come in and bring that level of healing and that level of deliverance once again that we so desperately need.
Yes.
But the thing about it is it is such a spirit that's so from the dark side and it's so not of love, which means it's not of God, that people don't desire to even think that way about themselves.
Yes, yes.
Mm. I was saying the other day, I told my daughter, I said, the problem just always comes in when we would rather feel good about ourselves. Than to confess our faults.
Come on now.
Than to present ourselves before the Lord for healing and for deliverance.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It's so much easier to feel good about yourself.
Yes.
Than to look at the ugliness of you and allow God to come in and heal and deliver. But this is a true statement that the closer you get to God, if you're really getting close to Him, the more He reveals.
Yes, He do.
Those things that are about you that are not like Him. Amen. And Jesus. God does not reveal what He's not able to deal with.
Come on. Come on.
Amen.
I love it. I love
what
it.
What He's not ready to deal with, He does not reveal. It does not come up to the forefront unless God's ready to deal with that thing.
Hallelujah.
So we need to present ourselves to the Lord because it's a miserable life.
Yes.
Sitting around and looking at other people, what they have, how they are.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It's a miserable life. So we have to allow the Spirit of the Lord to come in and bring that healing and deliverance that we need.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I believe the city of Jacksonville need a healing.
Awesome.
This city, and people may get angry with me, but it's true. This city, Jacksonville, has a lot of churches.
Yeah.
But yet we're divided within the city.
Yes.
And we wonder why so much of crime, so much of things that are going on. Although the scripture does tell us perilous times shall come as in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. We understand that. But this church, I mean, this city, man, we fight against one another.
Uh-huh.
We talk about one another. We criticize this pastor, that pastor, this apostle. We talk about things that has nothing to do with
My
salvation.
God.
It's non-essentials when it comes down to salvation.
My God.
And we have become a divided people within the community. And so there should be a power. The Bible said where there's two or three gathered in My name,
there
would also be in the midst. So where's the power? Where's the glory? Where's the Shekinah, the Shekinah glory of God?
Yes.
Where there's so many vast churches of believers, something's wrong.
Pastor, that is powerful.
You ask, is it love or is it insecurity? I teach that words have meaning.
Come on.
Words have power.
Yes.
And words have life.
Yes.
So when we hear the word insecurity, we need to really break that word down. And what it's saying is that you are within yourself insecure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So because I'm insecure, I try to make you feel inferior.
That is so good.
that is where jealousy comes in.
That is so good. Amen.
Because I'm not secure with me, so I got to get you where I am.
That is so good.
By pulling you down. So both of us can be insecure.
My God.
That's good.
I like that breakdown. That was powerful. My God. Glory.
Because we tend to we're hurting. We always say a hurting person can never bring deliverance to a person that's already hurt.
Hurt people.
The scripture tell because the scripture tells us after you're converted, then strengthen your brother. And what's happening in the body of Christ now, and let's put it locally, is the fact that we're hurting. you're hurt, something has done, something bad has done unto you. And that's where security comes in, because of hurt and pain,
what
you have been through.
Yes.
And so you're not able to give that over to God, and there is no healing or deliverance that took place unto you. Now you want to hurt other people.
Come on.
See, and so we need to begin to consider that. And if you can't love on nobody, then don't love until God strengthen you to love.
Oh, that is so good. Amen. And praise God. Y'all remember when Satan, that was his problem. Satan's downfall, amen, is because he was jealous of God's position. Amen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So jealousy, like we stated before, is crueler than the grave. Praise God.
Yes, it is.
I will exalt my throne.
Come on now.
And be like God and sit on the throne of God. Uh-huh. Inside of the north. That's what he said.
My God. Glory to God. So it's just so real, and we as people of God, we got to understand that God has no respect of one person over another. Amen. Mm-hmm. We are all God's children. And guess what? We all have unique callings, amen, in our lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. So rather than be jealous of others' position or possession, amen. If they're not up jealous of your position, they're jealous of your possession. Amen.
That's good.
And they don't know how you got to where you got.
Oh, man,
amen. Praise God. Instead of just being happy for them, rejoicing with those that rejoice. Praise the Lord. That's what the blessing come in at. That's what the word of God tells us to do. Amen. Why not accept, praise God, what God has done through their lives? Amen.
Wow.
Amen. And work together for the common ground of the ministry, praise God. Amen? Because we all, each one can be an awesome blessing to one another. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. All over. Amen? Praise God. It's you go in there, and with someone, we have something in that ministry that can be a blessing to you. Their ministry may not be as big as your ministry. Their ministry might not have everything in your ministry, but it ain't what's in there anyway. Amen. The possession, praise the Lord. Amen. It's all about him. Pray, prophet, you want to say something? I see your hands. Go ahead, prophet.
How you treat other people is how you think about yourself.
Ooh, I love that. Hmm. Ooh, that is so good. Amen.
And we need to stop finding fault.
Finding fault.
Even if it's beautiful, we'll try to find fault.
Come
Even
on
if it's
now.
Wonderful, we'll
Come
try
on
to
now.
Try
Come
try
on
to
now.
Find fault because it's not ours.
Because it's not
That's
ours.
Coveting.
Yes.
There's a difference from being, you know, saying, well, Lord, I desire what they have, God, and I receive it, but not to covet.
Not to covet.
You know, the Bible say we ought not to covet. And I think a lot of us, we're coveters and don't even realize it.
Uh-oh.
So we find fault.
Yes.
And when you find fault, you'll say, well, I could do it better than they
Come
are.
Come on.
I can do it better than, you know. And when we think that way, then you have separated the power of Christ.
I love
Amen.
That. Amen. Amen. And we got to understand, ministry, praise God, we cannot make it with a house divided. Amen. Yes. We cannot stand, praise God. And a lot of us, amen, we need to come together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because it can hinder your blessings, praise God, more than you know also. And you got to realize that God cares for you. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Praise God. We believe that deliverance took place today for the listeners. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we want you to join us tomorrow. Amen. We want you to join us at Soul Harvest Ministries. Praise the Lord. At 573 Oak Leaf Plantation Parkway. Our services start at 12:30. We do desire to see you there. Amen. And you be blessed.
And
Amen.
Just remember, to those that remember, is that you're part of the body, one body.
Yes.
If we fight one another, then we're fighting the kingdom.
Come Amen. On.
And anything that's part of the citizenship of the kingdom of God ought to be in one unity, one faith, one baptism, one Lord. And so when we begin to come in oneness, then the power of God begin to manifest. So, beloved, think that we are all children of the Most High God. We love you. We appreciate you. Until next Saturday, blessings unto you.
Blessings. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.